Senate Democrats conducted a survey of eligible voters in New York on their voting patterns. Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says it confirms what she already knew. New York's voter participation rate is abysmal.
And unfortunately, New York consistently ranks as one of the worst voting turnout states in the nation. And that's embarrassing. Just so you know, we're 41st in the nation following the 2016 general election with voter participation at only 57%.
The Senate Democratic Conference now includes members of the former breakaway Democratic group, the Independent Democratic Conference. They agreed to merge with the Democrats 2 weeks ago. Former IDC leader and now deputy Democratic leader Jeff Klein says voters offered many different reasons for why they find it difficult to get to the polls.
A survey found overwhelmingly that most people want to vote, and their reason for not voting is sometimes a basic child care issue. How to take care of the kids, or they were working late, or they didn't know about the election. But when you turn around and say we can do something as simple as early voting, over 75% of individuals say, yes, this would make it easier to vote, and I certainly will vote.
The bills would establish early voting at designated polling sites up to 2 weeks before a primary, special, or general election, including some weekend days. It would also allow mail-in absentee voting for any reason. Currently, absentee ballots are only permitted if a voter has a specific reason, like being out of state on election day or having an overseas military posting. The measures would also extend primary polling hours upstate to 6 a.m. until 9 p.m. instead of noon until 9 p.m. It would also require the boards of elections to notify voters when there's a special election. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says the measures are not radical changes. They would simply bring New York up to date with rules in many other states.
We have anachronistic laws on the books. Why does it have to be that you can only vote on the second Tuesday in November? That doesn't make any sense in the modern age.
The bills face obstacles to getting on the floor for a vote. The newly aligned Democratic Conference includes two new senators elected in a special election on April 24th. But even with all of the additions, the Democrats still have just 31 seats, one short of the 32 required to hold the majority in the chamber. That's because one remaining Democrat, Senator Simca Felder, still sits with the 31 Republicans, giving them control of the chamber. Republicans have so far not supported the measures. But Democratic leader Stewart-Cousins says she's not giving up hope.
You know, I've been watching changes here happen every day.
Senator Stewart-Cousins says she plans to continue to talk to Senator Felder to try to convince him to switch sides and caucus with the Democrats. Felder has said he intends to stay with the Republicans through the end of the session, but he has not ruled out changing his mind. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.